Rolling blackouts have returned to California ahead of schedule for the summer season, hitting the state hard on Monday and Tuesday. While power operators scramble to keep the lights on, commentator Bebe Moore Campbell says the dark is not what she's afraid of.
After months of trying to motivate myself to join a gym, I am getting an unexpected, almost daily workout. I've been climbing stairs, lots of them. Tina Turner, girl, you better move over. Haynes, send me the contract. My legs are in great shape. My mind, now that's another story. Which brings me to the California energy crisis. The state's power problem with its promise of rolling blackouts has turned off some lights. It has also turned up my phobia. I am what I call elevator challenged. I have claustrophobia that results in panic whenever I'm in a small enclosed space. When I enter an elevator, especially an empty one, and watch the doors close, I feel like letting loose a wild primal scream of terror. I don't. Usually. Instead, I visualize myself on a peaceful beach. I meditate. I breathe deeply or count backwards from 100. I tell myself jokes or think about sex. I say the 23rd Psalm. I do everything the shrink and self-help books tell me to do. Occasionally, if someone is standing beside me, he or she may have my fingers embedded in his or her arm when the ride is over. But hey, don't I know you? When the doors open and I push everybody out of my way so I can get off first, I congratulate myself on my courage. Despite my fear, I usually hop on an elevator when confronted with one. That is, until lately, when an irrational fear juts up against a rational one. In Los Angeles, elevators really could stop anytime, anywhere. Well, courage fades, and the workout begins. I'm not the only one climbing stairs to the 25th floor. There are a lot of Americans who suffer from panic disorders that go hand in hand with phobias. When faced with the object we dread, we sweat, our hearts pound, we feel as though we are losing our minds. And when the onslaught is over, our greatest fear is that it will happen again. So we spend our lives trying to avoid the situations that bring on the attacks. In severe cases, some people, called agoraphobics, don't leave their homes. Others seek help in the form of behavior therapy or even medication. But most of us don't talk about our little problem. We're too ashamed. If the energy crisis has had a good side, beside my new fitness routine, it's that my phobia, and maybe those of others, are being forced out of the closet. My good friends now know why I like to hold hands in the elevator. Recently, a security guard in a building with a locked stairwell guessed my problem after he watched me pace back and forth in front of the bank of elevators for 10 minutes and rode up with me. He admitted to me that lately he has been riding up with lots of people who share my problem. Hope you get better, he told me. Yeah, me too. I love my legs, but I want my courageous self back more.
The comments of Bebe Moore Campbell, whose latest novel, What You Owe Me, will be published in August.